Okay, fellow Americans, we have another staged violence event in the El Paso mass shooting. I've got several key questions that are going to rip the official narrative apart. My name's Mike Adams. I also did one of the most, I guess, well-known analyses of the Las Vegas shooting a couple of years ago. Well, I'm recording this on the day of the shooting in El Paso, and already things don't add up. Now, the violence is real, and I want to be clear that it's obvious that real people were shot, real innocent people, in fact, innocent Americans were killed. And that is, it's unacceptable in any society for that to take place. And of course, I have prayers for all those individuals who were harmed and for their families and their souls. It's also important that knowing the harm that was caused to these innocent people, that we get to the real story behind what happened. And of course, the lamestream media is not reporting the real story. This is a case of staged violence. Some people call it a false flag if maybe they thought it wasn't real. I'm saying the violence is real, but it's been set up to achieve a specific purpose, a purpose that goes beyond the motivations of just the one individual who is being blamed for this heinous event. So I'm going to rip apart the official narrative here, but also as context, understand that the main reason the independent media has been censored and banned, including myself, is so that the fake news mainstream media can control every narrative about events precisely like this one. They want all the conversations on Twitter to be anti-gun conversations, to be conversations that blame President Trump, for example, or blame white people. So they've censored all the voices of reason. Anyone who loves America, anybody who wants to protect their borders, anybody who is a responsible gun owner like myself, that might only deploy a gun in self-defense to stop violence, all of us have been censored and silenced, precisely so that the radical left can control this narrative and tell you whatever they want. Because what they are pushing in the news media is complete fiction. So let's get right to it. I'm going to ask some questions, some things that you may not have noticed, questions that are going to rip this narrative right apart. First question, all right, let's do some math here. According to media reports, as of this time when I'm recording this, I think they're reporting 20 people have been shot and killed, and that 30 people have been injured. So right there, you know that 50 people have been shot. And yet, anyone trained, let me back up. The surveillance image of this so-called shooter going into the Walmart with an AK-47 rifle only shows that he has one magazine. He doesn't have any spare magazines on his person. One magazine in an AK-47 long gun only holds 30 rounds of ammunition. Now, there are some extended capacity magazines that hold 40 or more, but that's not what's depicted in the picture. That's a standard 30-round magazine that's in the picture. And notably, this individual is not carrying a gear belt or a chest rig. He doesn't have magazines stacked on his chest rig or on his belt. In fact, there are no other magazines in this photo. So the first question is, how does one man shoot 50 people with a 30-round magazine? Right? Good question. It's impossible, of course, especially given that you miss all the time. Anyone who is trained in the use of an AK or an AR rifle platform knows that not every round goes where you want it to go. And sadly, I'm sorry about the tragedy of the event, but from a tactical point of view, we must note that it's even harder for an evil shooter like that to hit people who are running. It's very hard to hit moving targets, especially if you're moving yourself. Now, those of us who are trained in combat tactics or self-defense tactics using such rifles, we know how difficult it is to put rounds on target in such complex circumstances. But of course, we're the good guys. We would only put rounds on bad people. Whereas what we're seeing in this event is, of course, bad people putting rounds on innocent people. Nevertheless, it's still difficult for them to hit moving targets. My point is, it is impossible to shoot 50 people with a 30-round magazine, especially when those people are running. Now, what that means is he would have had to fire at least, I'm estimating, 4 magazines, 4 30-round magazines, a minimum of 120 rounds to carry this out. And yet, we don't see any such magazines in any photo. Hasn't been any talk of these of such magazines being discovered. The more likely explanation, and one that is supported by eyewitnesses, is that there were multiple shooters. In fact, as this story was developing throughout the day Saturday, many mainstream media outlets reported multiple shooters. In fact, the mayor of El Paso reported there were 3 people in custody. 3 people, not one. And it was widely reported across all the media that there were multiple shooters. And I personally saw interviews of witnesses live on NBC local affiliates, for example, saying that they heard or saw 3 or 4 shooters. One woman in particular saw, I think she said, 3 or 4 men running in dressed with the black shirts and the khaki pants. And she was describing them as shooters, 3 to 4 men, not one person. In fact, this is the only explanation that makes sense. To shoot 50 people, you would need more than one magazine, and probably means you need more than one person, because, you know, otherwise the math doesn't add up. So notice that the mainstream media flipped the script several hours into the reporting to say, no, it's no longer multiple gunmen. It's just one person. So they always take the multiple gunmen narrative, and then they strip it away, they memory hold that, and then they tell you, no, it's a lone shooter. And before long, that lone shooter, guess what? Turns out they have a Facebook page that supports Trump, or they have a browser history where they watched InfoWars, or they're a member of the NRA, or whatever the narrative is supposed to be. And that's what this is. This is a fixed, staged narrative combined with real violence in order to control the news cycle and blame Americans. Now, here's something else that's really fishy about all this. You notice in the photo of this person that he's wearing hearing protection. Now, to my knowledge, this is the first mass shooting event we've ever seen where the person is wearing what we call ear pro. Ear pro means ear protection. And in the shooting industry and tactical training industry, we talk about ear pro and eye pro. So you wear eyeglasses, you know, to protect yourself from shrapnel, and you wear ear pro to protect your ears. You do that when you're training because you want to be able to still see and hear at the end of the day. But would a suicidal mass shooter plan to protect their hearing as they're mass murdering dozens of people? I mean, think about this. The photos show that he has eye pro and ear pro. The big ear pro, right? Because he knows he's going to survive this mass shooting event. He knows that he needs to protect his hearing because he's still going to be around. So this isn't a Columbine, Colorado type of shooting where those students went in knowing they were going to commit suicide or that they were going to be shot by police. This was a situation where this individual, this shooter and his team of accomplices, they knew that he was going to be scapegoated and that he would survive. And that's why you would protect your ears. There's no reason to protect your hearing if it's a suicide mission, is there? The fact that he's wearing ear pro means that he knew he was going to be taken alive, which means he knew he was going to surrender to police. He knew he was going to be the scapegoat. And if you wonder how these people are set up to do this, it's very simple. They threaten your family. They say, the controllers of these things, and we could go back to Operation Fast and Furious, Barack Obama and Eric Holder, they plotted to have Mexican drug gangs have these deadly weapons and then to cause mass shootings in the United States in order to call for gun control. So Operation Fast and Furious, it's well known, well documented. Obama and Eric Holder ran that. Well, guess what? Obama's still running similar types of events, perhaps this event. And these events are designed to create a narrative. And so they find a scapegoat and they threaten that person and they threaten their family. And they usually offer a reward as well. They say, look, if you don't do this, we're going to mass murder your entire family. If you do this, we're going to give you $5 million so your grandmother can have cancer surgery or whatever the money is needed for. They always find somebody in a desperate situation, often somebody who has a family member who needs some very expensive medical procedure. So they need money. And then this individual is willing to sacrifice their life in order to save a fellow family member and also to avoid their family being murdered, because that's the way these globalists operate, these controllers. They will find a person, they will threaten them, and they will also entice them with a monetary reward for playing the role of the scapegoat. Now, the other way this happens, by the way, and I don't know if this is the case in this particular situation, is that they will recruit somebody and tell them that this is a training exercise, that they might even believe that they're training along with the FBI. Now, the FBI has a long history of dreaming up terror plots across America and then recruiting people to participate in those terror plots and then stopping those plots at the last minute and then claiming they've stopped terrorism. This has been documented extensively by the New York Times, and we've cited the New York Times report in our own reporting. In fact, the Kansas City Star has done several articles on this in years past. And we've seen the FBI, for example, plot to blow up the Cleveland Bridge, and then they would recruit meth head homeless people, you know, living on the streets in Cleveland to drive a truck. And the FBI would set up the truck with mock explosives and a map and everything, the whole plan to blow up the Cleveland Bridge. And then they would have this person here. They pay him $50, jump in the driver's seat, drive this van down around the corner. And then when they do, oh, there's an FBI squad, you know, of people with guns in your faces arresting you for terrorism when all you thought you were doing was driving a van for two blocks, you know, someone paid you $50 to drive a van for a couple blocks. The FBI does this all the time. So what can happen in these so-called training exercises, and again, I'm not saying this is specifically what happened in El Paso, but just as a general tactic, is they can transition some of these training exercises into live fire events. And what they'll do is they'll give somebody, they'll recruit somebody, and they'll tell them that the rounds are dummy rounds when they're actually live rounds, or it's possible that person has dummy rounds and the other shooters have the live rounds, but that person, the target person, is the scapegoat who is blamed for all the deaths. Meanwhile, the FBI shooters or whoever they recruit actually escape and are let go. Even if they're arrested by police, they're let go because the narrative has to be maintained. Now, as you're pondering all this, and I've got more to share with you here, keep in mind that because of the efforts of Jay Sekulow recently, we now know that the FBI actually ran the hard drive destruction to cover up the crimes of Hillary Clinton. The FBI bleach-bitted her hard drives. The FBI directly, under James Comey, engaged in destruction of evidence that would have shown Secretary of State engaging in heinous crimes, perhaps crimes of sedition or treason, against the United States of America. So we know the FBI, under the deep state swamp creatures like James Comey, has not only waged many terror plots across America, but also actively engaged in destruction of evidence and obstruction of justice when it comes to covering up the crimes of Hillary Clinton. So don't think that staging a mass shooting with real violence is beyond the corrupt, you know, factions of the FBI. Doesn't mean the entire FBI is corrupt. There are factions within it, just like in every organization. There are good guys within it, and there are bad guys within it, and women too. I don't mean just men. The point is that the FBI has a long history of running this, or at least certain factions within the FBI. And it's not difficult for them to recruit somebody and run a staged violent event that results in real bloodshed, real deaths, and a news narrative that they control because they have a scapegoat. And then that scapegoat is set up, usually with a manifesto. And, of course, a browser history and bumper stickers all over their vehicle. Remember, who was the guy in Florida who had all the pro-Trump bumper stickers all over his van? Sayoc, was that his name? And then you never heard about him again, did you? Amazing how he just disappeared. Because some of these people are recruited to be the scapegoats so that the media can run its narrative, and then everybody forgets about it. 18 months later, it's gone, and no one ever asks again, and you never hear about that person ever again. You know why? Because they're gone. their role is complete. And so what we're looking at here so far, this guy, this shooter who went into the Walmart, think about it. He knows he's going to survive. He surrenders to police without them ever having to fire a shot. I wonder why. And he's wearing ear protection to make sure he can protect his hearing, and iPro to make sure he can see, because he knows he's going to live a long time beyond this shooting, because he's playing a role. And he doesn't even have anything more than one magazine of ammunition, which means he couldn't have possibly carried out the shooting. But now let's get to the manifesto. So according to the left-wing media, there's some kind of manifesto that's been circulating that this guy reportedly posted. Now, of course, you should take that with a grain of salt. You should have a lot of skepticism about such claims. But let's believe the media just as a thought experiment here for a second. According to the media, this guy had a problem with illegal immigration. So let's just assume that's true, okay? Let's say this guy hates illegal immigrants. But the people he shot were Americans, right? He went to a Walmart in America, in an American city, El Paso. That's not in Mexico. That's in America. He targeted Americans because he knew most people were there shopping for back-to-school supplies, which means their families who have children that go to school, where? In America. Why would you shoot Americans if you hate illegals? Notice, he did not go to an ICE detention center and try to shoot illegals. He didn't go to maybe a gap in the border fence and try to shoot illegals. He didn't try to seek out a bunch of illegals wherever they might be in El Paso, I don't know, some safe house or something. No, he went to a place where Americans are because they're shopping for back-to-school supplies. That right there tells you that the manifesto is fiction. It's BS. Because when he had the chance, I suppose, to shoot anybody that he wanted to, he could have gone somewhere else and opened fire. He specifically chose to shoot Americans, which tells me that, again, the whatever anti-immigration manifesto is out there is BS. Why would you shoot Americans if you hate illegals? I mean, if you're willing to commit violence against people, why would you shoot Americans? Now, of course, shooting anybody is wrong in these circumstances. It's wrong for him to shoot anybody. But it doesn't make mental sense for him to shoot Americans if he's saying that he loves America and he hates illegals who are invading America. Why would you shoot Americans? Doesn't make any sense at all. And I guarantee you, nearly all the victims are American citizens, maybe 100%. He certainly wasn't asking people for their nationality before shooting them, was he? And he wasn't saying, show me your passport, and then shooting people who didn't have an American ID or something. No, he was shooting indiscriminately in a place where Americans congregate. Again, shopping for back-to-school supplies in an American Walmart in an American city in a U.S. state, the state of Texas. All right, those are the main points I have. So in summary, number one, why would you wear hearing protection if you're on a suicide mission? Obviously, he knew he was going to survive. He knew he was going to surrender to police. And he knew he had to protect his hearing because he knows he's going to go on to live probably a very long life under another identity, right? Even the name we've been given may not even be real. That's why I haven't mentioned that name. It's probably a sock puppet name. This person has probably been recruited, and he'll, 18 months later, he'll be released into a witness protection program, having served the deep state and accomplished his mission, which was to create this mass shooting to push a gun control narrative in the media. Secondly, he did not carry enough magazines to carry out the carnage that's being reported by the media. According to the surveillance video, still frame, he only had one magazine. That's a 30-round magazine. You can't shoot 50 people with a 30-round magazine, not even with an AK-47, and especially not when people are running and fleeing and trying to maybe dodge your bullets. As a lot of people, you know, we've seen the videos of this, people fleeing. People aren't just standing around like still targets. They're running for their lives, literally. And frankly, no one can shoot 50 people with a 30-round magazine. Doesn't work. So finally, also then, multiple eyewitnesses reported multiple shooters. And in fact, officials reported multiple shooters, and they reported arrests of multiple people. But then the narrative was flipped. to narrow it down to one shooter, and then the one shooter has a manifesto, and the manifesto complains about immigrants, but the guy's shooting Americans. So none of it adds up, does it? None of it makes any sense at all. But you understand how this narrative works. They're going to say, of course, that all white people are dangerous. They're going to say that all gun owners are dangerous. And the same media that's pushing that narrative will not report to you that this weekend alone in the city of Chicago, black-on-black violence will probably see more people shot than what we saw at Walmart. If not this weekend, over a couple of weekends, it will definitely reach the same number. Because black-on-black violence in Chicago is so routine, and it's so deadly, and it's so frequent that the media ignore it. They pretend that's not ever happening. They say the only shooters in America, they say, are white people. That's absurd. It's totally absurd. The day-to-day violence that's taking place in our inner cities is people of all races and colors, and plenty of black folks are killing each other. Often it's drug dealers shooting, it's drug people shooting drug people or gang people shooting gang people. And the FBI statistics will tell you they have a racial breakdown of the gun violence in America. And guess what? White people are not at the top of that list. Not that I'm trying to make this a racial issue. I'm trying to counter the false narrative of the left wing that's going to try to make it a racial issue. I say, number one, every American, regardless of your color or even your sexual orientation, every American deserves the right to self-defense. In fact, I've said many times, and I'll say it again here, when I see a black man with a gun, I have a feeling of pride because I see a black man who's taking responsibility for his own self-defense to protect his person and his family. I see a citizen. When the left-wing media sees a black man with a gun, they see a thug. They see a criminal. They see a bad man. See, I see it totally differently. I see a black man with a gun. To me, that is a good person. I'm talking about, a responsible gun owner. A black man who's armed himself to defend himself against the violence in the world. I'm proud of you. I'm with you. And I arm myself as well. Every person of every color deserves the right to self-defense. And I also saw an article recently that the LGBT community, many people who are trans are arming themselves in self-defense because apparently there are some people who are threatening trans people with violence. Now, look, as much as I'm opposed to the transgender indoctrination of children, I believe that adults have the right to be whatever they want to be. And I especially agree with the right of trans people to defend themselves. If you're a transgender and you want to carry a gun, good for you. If you're a gay person and you want to carry a gun, good for you. Pink Pistols, that's the group out there that's teaching gay people how to arm themselves. Now, as a result of that, those people will be safer. They'll have more protection against violence. And yet, the left-wing media is trying to push these narratives to disarm everybody, including trans people, including gay people, including black people. And you want to talk about taking away human dignity? What about the human right to self-defense, especially for people who have historically been oppressed or threatened? And some of those groups, the groups I just mentioned, are probably in that category, trans people, gay people, and black people. And all three of those groups have the right to carry guns, where it's legal, of course, to carry those guns, to train in the use of those guns, and to deploy those guns if necessary in their self-defense. But these staged events are designed to take away the gun rights of everybody by blaming gun owners for the violence of sock puppets who are often recruited by the FBI to carry out acts of terrorism on American soil, where magically there are manifestos that always appear to blame whatever the media narrative wants it to be. In this case, illegal immigration. Isn't it amazing? And by the way, illegal immigrants do not have the right to carry guns in America because you're not here legally. You're not a citizen. You want to come in legally and go through the process and pass the background checks and get a permit and you pass the concealed carry training, then yeah, you have the right to carry a gun. But as an illegal who has violated the law, you came into this country illegally, you don't have the right to carry a gun. And in fact, American citizens, including trans and gay and black and white, I mean, everybody has the right to carry a gun to defend themselves against the violence that has been carried out by illegals. In many places in America, including murders like in San Francisco, an illegal shot and killed an American citizen. So these are just some of the issues that the media is trying to control. They're trying to twist your mind. They're trying to stage things in your mind. They're trying to run scripts, narratives. It's like a real-time movie that they're trying to play out in your mind. Even though the violence is real, the script is staged because they have to achieve a certain level of emotional outrage to bypass your rational mind, to bypass the idea that every American has a right to defend themselves, including the groups I mentioned previously. They want you to bypass the idea or even not think about the idea, why did this shooter shoot Americans? If this shooter hates illegals, why did he shoot Americans? You're not supposed to ask that question, you see. You're supposed to believe whatever the media tells you. You're supposed to just let them shove it down your throat, swallow it, make it your belief system without any kind of critical thinking. Well, guess what? All of us here at Brighteon.com, that's the video platform you're probably watching right now, we are critical thinkers, and we see the holes in the official narrative. We see the problems. In fact, these are not difficult to see. It's kind of obvious. Gosh, the guy's wearing hearing protection right there on the surveillance video. Why would you wear hearing protection if you're on a suicide mission? Doesn't make any sense, does it? Not at all. The guy knew he was going to survive. So it's not difficult to put holes, to punch holes in this false narrative. But it does require you to be able to think for yourself and to stand up to the outrage mob, which is the only mob that's allowed to exist on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, is the radical left-wing outrage mob. And all the other voices that might counter that outrage mob have been deplatformed and silenced or permanently banned like I am. For all the obvious reasons, here I am raising intelligent, good observational questions about what could explain what we're seeing here. These are intelligent questions. I'm sure you agree. We have the right to raise questions about these events, but if you question official events, you are banned everywhere. Well, everywhere except Brighteon. So look, if you want to speak freely and you want to join me in analyzing things that are happening in our world, create a free account on Brighteon.com. It's the free speech alternative to YouTube. Lisa Haven is on, and Pete Santilli is on, and many other people, lots of actually well-known people are using Brighteon every day. I mean, even Alex Jones posts all his stuff there as well. And it's free to use, and you can post things about health and medicine and survival. You can post, shooting and self-defense videos if you want. You know, I mean, as long as it's depicting things that are legal, self-defense, obviously. It's free to use, and we're adding subscription features very soon where you'll be able to build up your own audience of followers who follow your channel on Brighteon.com. We have a whole new R&D team working on it right now. It's an expanded team. They're going to make a lot faster progress than the previous team. And we're making a lot of progress right now. A lot of new features are coming, including likes for the videos and a whole lot more. So check it all out at Brighteon.com because, you know what? You have the right to question everything that you see. Everything reported by the media, you should question it. You have the right to think for yourself. You have the right to exercise your brain and to engage in rational thought and rational questioning of the official narrative, which is usually irrational and nonsensical, we'll say. We'll use that term. You have the right to question everything, but you can't question it on YouTube. You can't question it on Twitter or Facebook or even under Google. You can only question it on alternative platforms like Brighteon.com. So use the platform and you can join me in raising these very important questions about events that are being shoved down our throats with a false narrative combined with real violence. That's what's happening in our world. Mark my words, this is staged. This is absolutely staged for a political purpose. And the victims are real, the violence is real, but the narrative is fake. That's what's happening today, and there's a lot more of that yet to come before the 2020 election, because this is all about defeating Trump. This is all about taking your guns, taking away the guns of law-abiding citizens, giving the election to Democrats in 2020, And one of the reasons they're targeting Texas now is because they're desperately trying to turn Texas blue, which would give them the Electoral College advantage to win the White House in 2020. So everything that's happening here is designed to manipulate the public by manipulating emotions and staging events and killing innocent people who literally, they will mass execute any number of people as long as they, the left, the Democrats, and the globalists stay in power. They don't care how many people they kill. They will do this again and again and again because it gives them the ammunition in the media to push the narrative that they want to push. Question everything and use Brighteon.com. Pray for all the victims of this staged violent event. And just as importantly, pray for America. Pray that we defeat this evil criminal cartel of the FBI swamp creatures, the terror plot bureaucrats and operators inside the swamp who are pulling this off. Pray that we defeat evil that is trying to destroy America and annihilate freedom forever. Pray for victory for all of us. Thank you for watching.